Joining us now is former New Jersey Superior Court judge and host of the Judging Freedom Podcast, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Sir, thanks for joining us today. So Chesbro and Powell both pleading guilty in Georgia. How bad do you think this is for the former president?
I think it's potentially very bad for the former president. First of all, it came out of the blue. They both pleaded guilty literally on the eve of their joint trial. Trial was to begin today. Sidney Powell pleaded on Thursday and Kenny Chesbro pleaded on Friday. And secondly, Chesbro is very dangerous for the president. He's going to be a witness not only in the Georgia case, but in the January 6th federal case. He was present as one of the former president's lawyers at all of the critical meetings in the White House, November and December of 2000 and January, excuse me, of 2020 and January of 2021. There's no attorney-client privilege here, so we really don't know what he's going to say, but he's already told the prosecutors what he's going to say, and whatever it was good enough for them to drop the charges against him and drop five of the six charges against him and accept a guilty plea to one of them.
Right, and this was always the calculus on the part of the prosecution, try to get some of these people to slip and sing like a canary, as they say. I want to talk about some of the news that developed over the weekend. Always happens when we get off the air on Friday. You notice that? Every time. I'm like, there it is. I wanted that. Where was that?
That's why we have Monday mornings.
I know. Right. I know it. One of the good things about Monday, right, Judge? We get to get back together and talk about this stuff. So Joe Biden, who was in the Senate for over 35 years, I think the salary is $174K. You can check me on that. But it certainly wasn't that when he began in the Senate in the early 70s or in the 80s or really even into the 90s. Somehow he managed to pay for his multi-million dollar Rehoboth Beach mansion in cash. By the way, that payment happened just weeks after Hunter Biden sent that WhatsApp text message to a Chinese counterpart about $1 million cash payment. What do you make of the timing there and how this could weave its way into what we're seeing with Joe Biden?
Well, politically, this is disastrous for President Biden, because he has said time and time again he had nothing to do with any of this involving his son or his brother. This was probably a gift from the brother. If it was a gift, it was lawful, unless there's a quid pro quo. That is, unless Joe Biden, as the Vice President of the United States, pulled a lever of government power, exercised official government power in behalf of the people paying his brother, who then paid him. Then,
you're talking about James Biden, the James Biden
brother.
Yeah, the check.
Right. I mean, if Joe Biden did something for the people that paid the brother, then that's a bribe. If the brother had the goodness of his heart, wanted to give Joe a gift, he can. Look, that says loan repayment.
Right.
Where's Joe getting
$200K to loan his brother? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth. If anything, the loan's going to go the other way. God only knows why he wrote loan repayment there. If it were truly a loan repayment, it's a non-taxable event. He might not have known that even if it were a gift, it's a non-taxable event, unless they reached the lifetime limit on gifts, which is now about $12 million.
So you're saying if you're going to write somebody a check for $200,000 that might not be on the level, just say gift?
it's giving his accounting expertise too.
Right, gift.
If it's a gift, okay, if it's it. A gift, say right. gift. In the old days, you would have to have paid a tax. The donor pays the tax on the gift. But now with that $12 million lifetime exemption, the gift tax just exists in name only.
Oh,
it's never really collected.
Like, I'd be, if my brother called and asked for $200, I'd be like, Sam, come on.
I'll Venmo you.
Give me a break. All right, give me a break. Judge, we'll pick up this conversation soon. A lot to talk about as the week goes on. Thank you.
Pleasure, guys.